Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment in Halachos of Brachos on Foods. So if you've been thinking about what we've been discussing the last 2 days, you might have a very basic question, which is, how does this play out for bagel chips? The question wouldn't only apply to bagel chips, but bagel chips will be a good example of it. What's a bagel chip? A bagel chip is they make bagels, they cut, I guess they slice them pretty fine, and then I guess they fry them, maybe bake them in some way. I'm not sure, not much of a bagel chip aficionado, and I apologize, but they clearly do something to change the texture, makes it more crisp. Okay, now let's think about this. The pieces are definitely bigger than a kazayas. Even if they would cook the bagel chip, which they're not cooking the bagel chip, it's not soft, it's a crisp thing. Even if they would cook the bagel chip, if the pieces are more than a kazayas, that doesn't take away its hamotzi status, it doesn't take away its bread status. So at first glance, bagel chips should definitely be hamotzi. It would seem to be a no-brainer. And yet my guess is the vast majority of people do not make hamotzi on a bagel chip. So what's this all about? So there is a school of thought in halacha as follows. That let's say I made bagels, but from the beginning, when I made the bagels, I had in mind to use them to make bagel chips from them. Now, by the way, to really review some of the concepts we've discussed, what should be the bread status of bagel chips? Forget the fact that it was once a bagel. I mean, look at a bagel chip. It's based on, let's say, wheat flour. It was at least originally baked. It doesn't seem to have lost its status per se, but it's very crisp, right? So you could argue, you might be able to argue that a bagel chip categorized in pasa baba kistin in the crisp type of category, that a bagel chip would be like a cracker. Now, the reason why this is a and that theoretically, if I would base a meal on a bagel chip, it probably would be hamotzi. If I'm going to have bagel chips for lunch, that's my meal, I probably would have to make hamotzi on that. Just like if I were to take a crisp pasa baba kistin item and base a meal on it, I would have to make hamotzi. But the question here is, even if I'm having it as a snack, if I have half a bagel as a snack, I definitely have to make hamotzi. So what happened to change its status? And the answer is, nothing happened to change its status. But since the bagel chip factory made bagels from the outset specifically for bagel chips, that was their intent from the outset. It could even be, by the way, that it's made a little bit differently, maybe a slightly different density, I'm not sure. But it was intended to make bagel chips from it from the point of making it. It's not that it changed status. It's that it never had clear-cut bread status. And from the outset, it's being looked at as bagel chips in the making. That's very different than your homemade pizza bagel. What's your homemade pizza bagel? You go to the grocery store. You buy bagels. The Lender's Bagel factory doesn't know what in the world they're going to use their bagels for. They're just making bagels. So you bought a bread item. Now you decide to go home and cut it in half and then put sauce and cheese on it and pop it in the toaster oven. That doesn't have status as a new thing called pizza bagels. That's your hamotzi bagel that you put something on top of. That's great. You still have to wash. It doesn't matter how little or how much of it you have. You'd have to wash either way. And if you have the ability and knowledge how to make a homemade bagel chip, if you bought the bagel from the store, you would still have to wash, no matter how little of, or you would still have to make hamotzi, no matter how little of the bagel chip you have. But if you made bagels, if you made the bagel from the outset for the purpose of using for bagel chips, then that arguably would be a different story. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.